I have another gathering to speak to you about. Here is a new anthology of writings of Bante's, or his writings and teachings, and it has been specially produced for the occasion. It's called Metaphor, Magic and Mystery, an anthology of writings and teachings on words and their relation to the truth. Now, this collection, well, I originally put it together for the Young Women's Dharma Project last spring, because we were looking at how to relate to words, really. How can we possibly cope with all the words there are? You know, are there other ways of communicating? Better one word which brings peace to the mind than 1,000 useless words, all that sort of thing. But anyway, as the library took shape, I thought, well, what a great way to celebrate its opening, to have this available for wider use. So in one of the extracts, Bante talks about the 100 books and how the library began, and he also talks about how to choose what to read to support your own practice. In other passages, we find that great bit where Milarepa is threatening to burn the books which Rachungpa has just brought back from India. There's the part where Padmasambhava says, "Those books and teachings which you do not practice, give them up." There's wisdom beyond words, there's the significance of poetry, there's whole lots on St. Jerome and the symbolism of the book. In a way, you're bound to have read some of this stuff before, although some of it will be new. And if you're thinking, well, I've got that already, well, ask yourself, in what sense have you really got it? That's what I think. So here's an opportunity. I think there's a kind of magic in a kind of gathering of this. I suppose it's what I've been doing all these years, but you bring things together, you put ideas in relation to each other, you look at the same thing from lots of different points of view, and they kind of interact with each other that way. There is something about it. There's going to be a digital version available, you'll be pleased to hear, through Windhorse Publications, but I was really determined that today we were going to have a real book to launch, so your actual printed books are available to buy over there. It's £10, and the money will, any surplus we get, will go towards the library. And the cover I should tell you about, this is based on Vara Prava's lino cut, which you might recognise from Bante's commentary on the White Lotus Sutra, the drama of cosmic enlightenment. So that's a book that she illustrated and I edited about 20 years ago, so it sort of has a personal significance. But it's the Naga princess appearing from the depths of the ocean with the perfection of wisdom. Oh, I have to tell you, I had a text message from Priyananda on his way to the airport, I think, saying, remember to tell the centre chairs that the book's available for your centre through Windhorse Publications Book Source, and an email will be going out tomorrow.